Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah.
No, man. No. Why would you say something like that?
Because.
Why would you say something like that?
They're having their hands full with the 8th seed.
Man, I like Miami Heat is playing great basketball.
Yep.
Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, they balling. But
LeBron I'm not gonna tell you when I see UD around here, I'm not gonna tell him that you said that.
Hey, shout out to Miami Heat, but AD and LeBron they're putting numbers.
Well, look, there's a lot of young sensations in Miami that people are excited about right now. Tua Tagovailoa is down here, 22 years old. Bam Adebayo, 23 years old. Look, you're younger than all of them, and you might be one of the finest young sensations we have down here in South Florida, and you're going to be back in the ring in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir.
How excited you got to be? Because, man, I'm sure you've been like a lion locked up with all this
man,
COVID going
I'm
down.
Man, I'm really, really excited. It's going to be the day before my 18th birthday, so I'm really, really happy for that. Ready to put on a show. I've been working since six weeks before this, 2 weeks out. Weight's coming out easily. I'm ready, looking sharp. And I'm just ready to put on a show.
What have you done? Fighters have had to adjust in these times. So what's, I guess, the most unique thing you did to stay ready when circumstances weren't normal?
Oh, yeah. Now we have to work with the mask on. So everything we do, is got to be with a mask. And that's a little different because you're not used to, train with a mask, spar with a mask. But I think that was the toughest part about everything, training with the mask and social distancing when we downstairs. So I think that was the toughest part, but overall it's been great camp, great people around me, and we're just making it work.
Has this time with no fighting, because you were fighting so actively and you were getting, have you been able to do anything that you feel has helped you develop because you've just been able to pretty much practice?
Oh yes, most definitely. I think this time that kind of like a shutdown, we haven't been fighting for like the last six months, I think it has helped me a lot because I have worked and sharpened the tools to, for whenever I get back in the ring, that it will be September 4th. But yeah, I think this couple last month has been great for not just me, for the whole team. We've been sitting on everything, seeing everything and kind of like breaking everything down.
How many times did you guys talk about when you were going to fight? Did you say, can you get me a fight now? Can you get me a fight now?
Yeah, most definitely.
And then how many times did that fall through before you finally landed on fighting in a couple of weeks?
Well, it was really hard, not just for me, but for everybody, because sometimes, you're ready to fight, but then the other fighter couldn't train or the state wasn't open. So it was really hard. So we kind of like fall off like three fights before this. And finally, they gave me the opportunity to fight in Florida the day before my birthday. I'm just happy and glad that this one is going all the way through.
What's it mean? Like, you're going to be before your 18th birthday, getting another, trying to get another professional win under your belt. Has it gone as you thought it was going to go when you debuted your professional career just a year ago? Obviously, I know we've had a pandemic that's put a hiccup into things, but
I think it's been going really well. I'm happy. My team is happy. A little surreal, it's like, man, I'm here. It's almost 5-0. Getting ready to that fifth fight. It's just been amazing, an amazing journey, and I'm looking forward for what's next.
What do you think has been the most surreal about it? Because you've been on ESPN, you know, people are knowing your name, that you get more noticeable. Has that been weird to deal with, or has it been okay? Like, how do you feel like you've dealt with all the growth and people knowing your name?
It's been a little weird because I wasn't used to it. Now some people text me telling me they look up to me. And as a 17-year-old, it's kind of like, man, like, people is looking up to me. So it's amazing that, you know, I got such a great fan base. But at the same time, it's like, man, I gotta continue working hard. I gotta stay focused, not just for me, but for everybody that look up to me, that they can see me as an example. And I think it's just amazing. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I see some of the reaction to you know, the interviews that we've even done, and just the people who are proud of you already. Yeah. Even in the early parts of your career, they want to see, like, the next great Puerto Rican fighter. What a lineage that is. Like, does that ever feel daunting? Like, because, you know, they have such a, it's such a crazed fan base as it is.
I wouldn't say daunting, but I'll say just, like, you know, something that I gotta take in and tell myself to work hard, because in boxing anything is possible. And I just gotta work hard, stay focused, work for my dreams, and I know it's gonna come through. I just gotta, again, work hard and stay focused.
Give me the what was the first reaction your neighbors had when they saw you hitting mitts in the driveway?
it was a little loud, so they came out and they're like, they were scared. They're like, what is that? They're like, and they saw us doing mitts, and, oh, I'm sorry, like, I thought it was something else. I was gonna call the cops and stuff. And I'm like, no, I'm so sorry for, you know, making the noise. But they are really, really happy, you know, to have me as a neighbor, I guess.
Yeah.
And they've worked with me. They understand the situation, and, you know, that I had to work during the pandemic and during the lockdown. So they were very, very calm about, you know, me hitting the mitts at 5 p.m., 6, 7 p.m. So, you know.
Did they know before that? Did they know what you did? Maybe they had knew what went into it?
They didn't know what it was to they actually saw me hitting the mitts, because I used to, you know, run around the neighborhood, and they're like, oh, he just, you know, working out. But I never had to, you know, hit the mitts outside in the neighborhood, because I always come here and, you know, hit it here. But because of the lockdown, I had to, you know, train in the garage or in front of my house.
How do you feel physically, man? Like, I'm just saying, if there's a guy who sees you, you look like you're growing up physically. Yeah. Do you feel yourself getting stronger? Like, does there feel like a next level that's coming?
Yes, most definitely. Again, I got a great team. Bumaritos is doing a great job. Shout out to Coach Pedro. So I'm doing a great job with my strength and conditioning, perfecting athletes, doing a great job with my nutrition. Coach JC, my dad, my dad Orlando Garcia, my coach Javier Centeno, my manager Peter Kahn. I mean, I've been growing as a, not just as a fighter, but as a person. I feel really, really happy. I'm in a very, very happy place mentally and physically. And yes, most definitely, I feel stronger than I felt before. And I think September 4th is going to be a great night.
How do you, if it ideally went your way, What do you picture? How have you guys been training for it? What do you like? How would you like to execute the game plan to perfection? How would you see it going?
Man, I want to work on everything I worked in the gym. It's been hard 6 weeks of training camp, and I don't want to go in there and try to, you know, finish in the first round, because then it's gonna be something good to, you know, I finished in the first round, but it's not gonna feel the same because it's been 6 weeks of hard work.
Yeah.
And I think if I can work on some things that I worked in the gym and you know, see the openings there and work on them, I think I'll be more than happy to do that. And I mean, I just expect the win. I don't want to say a knockout in the first or second round. I just expect the win. If the knockout comes, it will be there. But I just want to work on the game plan, on everything we've been working on the gym.
How many rounds is this one scheduled for?
This one is 4 rounds. This is going to be my last 4-rounder. Then we're going on to 6. But yeah, man, it's going to be great 4 rounds. And I just want to work everything I worked during the training camp.
Before we get out of here, before we talk about the interview, you really think the Lakers are going to beat the Heat in the playoffs? Like, that's what, like, you're really going that way? Come on, man.
Yes,
most
definitely. Hey,
get out of here.
Hey, I like my 305 people, and I support Miami Heat. They've been playing great basketball. But Lakers, man, they've been putting numbers.
They've been building a brick house with their jump shots, man.
Hey.
What are you talking about?
Hey, LeBron put 38 yesterday, and AD, how many he put? 29?
He was like 31 and 30 like 12. Something, it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Numbers,
so you think,
man.
So you think
numbers.
They're woken up? You think they're woken
up? Yeah, man. With the, yeah. With the LeBron
heat,
is back.
They got Duncan Robinson, baby goat, hey, Tyler Hero,
great,
Bam Adebayo. Like,
great the young players.
The young crew, Jimmy Buckets.
But experience always wins.
All right. I mean, I'll let it slide, Xander, just because you're a very young badass. But man. I'm just saying, like, Lakers for
2020, man.
I'll let you. Let me tell you something. If when the Heat do beat the Lakers, I will let you come onto the parade float. I'll allow that.
All right. I'll give you that if they win, though.
We appreciate the time, man. Good luck in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
I always appreciate making time. We've had a lot of fun watching the journey, man.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.